Okay, so picture this. You're at the airport, you're about to board a flight, and it kind of hits you. This giant metal bird is held together by thousands and thousands of parts, and any single one of them could be the thing that delays your flight.
Absolutely.
So have you ever wondered like how airlines make sure they've got all the right spare parts exactly when and where they need them?
It's incredible. It's a huge logistical challenge, a jigsaw puzzle on a global scale.
Yeah, it's some serious coordination.
It really is.
That's where things get really interesting for us.
Yeah.
Today's deep dive is all about spare parts pooling.
Okay.
It's a system so clever, it's like something you'd study in a business school case.
Yeah, and what is so cool about this is that it's applicable to so much more than just aviation. It's really a masterclass, I think, in risk management, resource allocation, even supply chain optimization.
And we're going to dive deep into a really cool article from Aviation Maintenance Magazine called Spare Parts Pooling, the cost-effective solution to stocking spare parts.
It's a great article.
This was published earlier this year. It is packed with like aha moments, like how the system impacts everything from airline budgets to,
Yeah.
believe it or not,
Okay.
the price you pay for a ticket.
The ripple effects are really amazing when you start to connect the dots.
It is pretty wild.
Yeah.
So let's unpack this.
All right.
What exactly is spare parts pooling?
Yeah.
I think the easiest way to think about this is imagine a giant lending library.
Okay.
But instead of going there for books, you've got rows of airplane engines, landing gear, any part you could possibly want.
You name it.
It's all ready to be borrowed by airlines whenever they need them.
It's really a collaborative approach where airlines can either work through a third party or even directly with each other
Wow.
to create a shared inventory of these absolutely critical components.
So I think a good analogy here would be like you wouldn't go out and buy a spare car engine to keep
Right.
in your garage just in case something happens.
Exactly. Yeah.
Pooling lets airlines avoid that massive upfront cost. Yeah.
They basically just pay a monthly fee
Right.
to access this pool, and it makes their budgets a lot easier to manage.
And it makes it predictable,
Yeah.
which in an industry as volatile as aviation is really, really
I
valuable.
bet.
Mike Kazaz, the CEO of Verner Aero, which is one of these pooling providers,
Okay.
said it really well in the article that airlines can better predict their operating costs.
Oh, that's huge.
Yeah.
Especially in an industry where you can have unexpected expenses just pop up left and right.
Absolutely, like turbulence.
And here's the kicker.
Okay.
These savings can actually trickle down to us, the passenger.
Precisely.
Really.
More predictable costs for airlines can lead to more competitive fares.
Now, those are some ripple effects I can get behind.
For sure.
Fewer delays, cheaper flights, what's not to like?
Exactly.
But how does this pooling thing actually work in practice?
Yeah.
What does it actually look like?
So there's a couple different models.
Okay.
So you've got these big international players like Verner Aero.
Who we just talked about, or AAR Corporation.
Okay, so these are like the big dogs.
Yeah, you could almost think of them as like the Amazons of spare parts.
Okay, I like that analogy.
They've got these enormous warehouses strategically placed all around the world, ready
Wow.
to ship out whatever part an airline could possibly need like that.
Talk about high-stakes logistics.
Oh,
Our
absolutely.
article also mentioned Lufthansa Technik as a major player.
Yeah.
What's their deal?
Lufthansa Technik is huge.
Okay.
I think their spare parts pool is valued at something like over $2 billion.
That's insane.
Yeah. And they've got 15 locations worldwide.
Wow.
So it really highlights how important this whole system has become to the aviation industry.
Yeah, when you think about the scale, it's mind-blowing.
For sure.
But it's not just these giant international companies,
No,
right?
not at all.
The article also talks about how airlines themselves can team up for
Yeah.
smaller scale pooling.
Exactly. You
Yeah.
you'll often see this with smaller airlines, maybe ones that fly similar routes or use the same type of aircraft.
Makes sense.
And for them, it's often more cost-effective to just create these smaller pools amongst themselves.
So it's all about just finding the most efficient way to share resources.
Absolutely.
It's a really adaptable concept when you think about it.
It is.
And speaking of adapting,
Yeah.
there was another company the article talked about, Kellstrom Aerospace,
Okay.
and they're doing things a little differently.
Yeah, so they've got this thing called an inventory consignment parts program.
Interesting.
So imagine you're an aircraft owner and your plane has reached the end of its life.
Okay.
Now, instead of sending that whole thing to the scrapyard,
Yeah.
Kellstrom comes in and says, "Hey, wait a minute, those parts are still valuable."
So it's kind of like parting out a classic car.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
They'll come in, dismantle the aircraft very carefully, catalog all the parts.
Wow.
And then they'll either store those parts for the owner or help them sell those parts on consignment to other airlines.
So it's environmentally friendly and smart business.
Exactly. Win-win.
I love it.
Yeah.
But let's shift gears for a second and talk about the future.
Okay.
What's on the horizon for spare parts pooling?
Well, one word, digitalization.
Okay.
Lufthansa Technik, for example. They're using this platform called Aviator.
Aviator. Okay. What is that?
So imagine a digital crystal ball.
Okay.
But for aircraft maintenance.
I'd like it.
It uses data analysis and predictive modeling to anticipate when a part might fail before it actually happens.
So you're stopping problems before they even start?
Exactly. Preventative maintenance at its finest.
That's amazing.
And it's pretty cool.
And this data-driven approach, I assume it's not just about predicting failures.
No, you're right. It's also about optimizing the pools themselves.
Okay.
Knowing what parts are most likely to be needed when and where.
Makes sense.
Allows these companies to run so much more efficiently.
So it's all about staying one step ahead. Now, are there any other big trends that are kind of shaping the future of spare parts pooling?
Yeah, so one big thing is the rise of power by the hour programs.
Okay.
A lot of people just call them PBH.
PBH.
And you've also got OEM Gold Care programs.
Okay.
And these are basically like all-inclusive support packages offered by the engine manufacturers themselves.
Oh, interesting. So instead of going through all these different companies,
right,
you can just go directly to the source.
Exactly. And it makes things a lot simpler for the airlines.
Mm-hmm.
But it also means that there are fewer of these engines circulating out in the open market.
Okay.
Which can impact the availability for these pooling companies.
So it's like this weird tug of war almost.
Yeah.
For these really important parts.
Definitely something to keep an eye on. But the article did say that this shift might actually create opportunities for smaller, more niche pooling providers.
Oh, okay.
To kind of step in and offer more specialized solutions.
So the industry is always evolving.
Always.
So it's all about adapting and finding new ways to do things.
Absolutely.
But before we go too far into the future, I want to take a step back.
Okay.
And talk about what all of this means for the average travelers.
Sure.
Someone like me who just wants to get from point A to point B and, you know, hopefully not spend a fortune doing it.
Right. Well, at the end of the day, it really comes down to this spare parts pooling.
Mm.
It keeps airlines running smoothly.
Okay.
And for passengers, that means fewer delays. It means more reliable flights. And it could even mean cheaper tickets.
Yeah, so this is a behind-the-scenes thing that's actually having, like, a very real impact.
It really is.
On all of us.
Yeah.
It's pretty wild when you think about it that, like, something as, I don't know, maybe, like, kind of boring-sounding as spare parts
right,
can actually be so impactful.
It's a great example of how aviation is so much more complicated than most people realize.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much going on behind the scenes.
It really is fascinating.
Yeah.
And I'm curious, like, this whole idea of pooling resources.
Yeah.
Do you think this could work in other industries as well?
Absolutely. I don't see why not.
Really?
It's a model that could really be applied to any industry where they rely on really expensive equipment or, like, you know, really complicated components.
Okay.
So think about construction. Think about medical devices, even renewable energy like wind turbines, solar panels, that kind of thing.
Yeah, that's a really interesting thought. Like, what if we had pooling?
Right.
For all of this stuff.
It's almost like a giant lending library.
Exactly.
But for all the most important stuff that keeps the world running.
Yeah. It's like a really cool thought experiment for our listeners to think about. Like, how could we apply this to other parts of our lives?
Yeah.
To other industries.
It really speaks to the power of working together.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the best solutions are the ones that just make the most of what we already have.
Well said. I like that.
Thank you.
So I think the big takeaway here is that working together, pooling our resources, sharing knowledge, it can really make a big difference.
Absolutely.
Well, I think we've learned a lot about spare parts pooling today.
Yeah.
And honestly, it's given me a whole new appreciation for this stuff.
Me too.
It's really incredible, all these systems that keep things running behind the scenes.
It really is fascinating when you start to dig into it.
So thanks for joining us on this deep dive, everybody.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Until next time, this is us signing off.